Hare Krishna. Faith means to take one step towards Krishna even when the whole journey, whole path is not clear. Sometimes we face very dark and disturbing situations in our life where we face problems at the material level, at the social level, at the physical level, at the mental level, and sometimes even at the spiritual level, in our spiritual life also we may face problems, and sometimes all these problems may seem to come together. So at such times it can be very disheartening and we may not know what to do or how to move onwards in our life. So how do we deal with such a situation? Faith means at such times we need to put faith in Krishna and move onwards. And faith can have different meanings at different levels. But at a practical level, it means we take one step towards Krishna even when the whole path is not clear. Even when there is darkness ahead on the path, still we keep taking one step forward. The Bhagavad Gita itself demonstrates this when Arjuna at the start of the Bhagavad Gita is overwhelmed at the prospect of a fratricidal war and just feels that better I don't fight. And thinking like this, he decides not to fight. But when he decides like this, the result is that he just can't avoid fighting because he is a warrior, he is right on a battlefield, and giving up fighting at that time would not only be scandalous, but it would be also highly irresponsible. He would be giving up his responsibility not only as a warrior, but also to his relatives who were fighting on his side. So he was in a situation where just what to do, what not to do was not clear. What did he do at that time? He started by turning towards Krishna. So that one step that he took towards Krishna was, he turned towards Krishna as I described in 2.7, and he said, Krishna, I surrender to you. Please tell me what I should do. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashreyasya nishchitam brohitanme shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava. He says, I'm overwhelmed by miserly weakness. I don't know what to do, Krishna. Please guide me. Please help me to move onwards to yours. And this is taking one step towards Krishna, helped him. How did it help him? Krishna gave guidance. And Krishna actually gives guidance. Even he tells this principle in 10.10 in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who turn towards him, those who try to approach him with affection, he gives them the intelligence by which we can come closer to him. Tesham satayuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Now says, I will give them the intelligence, buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te, by which they can come to me. And then 18.73 Krishna say, 18.73, how does Arjuna respond after Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita? He says, Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. And now at this stage, Arjuna doesn't know the full plan that Krishna has. He says, okay, you want me to fight? I'll fight. And take one step onwards, one step onwards, one step onwards. And if he just keeps taking one step onwards towards Krishna, eventually we will attain the supreme auspicious destination. So when we find ourselves becoming overwhelmed by insecurities because of worldly ups and downs or even because of doubts, rather than worrying too much about what will happen in the future, we can just focus on one step. Okay, what can I do right now? Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Just keep taking one step onwards, and eventually we will reach life's supreme destination. We will be able to find the way through whatever perplexities and complexities we face in our life, and we'll be able to move onwards. And not only will we be able to attain the ultimate destination, but also in this life we'll be able to move onwards more steadily, more calmly, and we'll be able to make mature choices. If we just, instead of being worried about what will we do in our life or how will we deal with this big problem, just keep taking one step onward, and pray to Krishna, render some seva to Krishna, take one step onwards, and as we keep taking one step forward, we will keep moving onward. And as it said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins and ends with taking one step. And like that, even in our life, we can just keep moving forward one step. And we will move, make mature choices and realize our potential and ultimately attain life's supreme destination. Thank you. Hare Krishna.